Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy White. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oiler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Padres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a fly ball into right field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Howard reaches second base with a double. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. It's Yankees, 1, Tigers, 1. John Hiller now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Price hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cash moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. Stanley scores. Euler moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Thad Tillotson now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on White. Euler moves to third. Hiller moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Euler scores. There goes Hiller trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Landis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Tillotson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillotson strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green pinch runs for Willie Horton. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Price hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Howard reaches second base with a double. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Gibbs now catching. Elston Howard now playing first base. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Oyler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Whitaker pinch hits for Thad Tillotson. Mike Marshall now pitching. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landis. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Amaro moves to third. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball for a double play. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Price strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to third. Landis moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marshall scores. Landis moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 4 in the game. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.